Hamas has said its leader Ismail Haniyeh has been killed in Tehran in an Israeli strike overnight. He'd been attending the inauguration of Iran's new president. Israel also says it carried out an airstrike in Beirut, targeting the Hezbollah commander, responsible, they say, for last weekend's attack on the Golan Heights, which claimed the lives of 12 young people. Fawaz Gurgis is with us again. He's Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. Fawaz, good morning. Thanks for taking our call again today.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The assassination attempt, it seems, carried out by Israel in Iran. What is this going to do for Middle East tensions?
Well, look, if you ask me what are the implications, I would say that the risks of a wider regional conflict have increased by tenfold in the past 24 hours. This was not just an attack against Hamas. Of course, it was. Ismail Haniyeh was the top political leader of Hamas. I think Iran was the primary target. It's not just provocation, it's humiliation of Iran. The attack took place in the heart of the security belt of Tehran, the capital of Iran. Ismail Haniyeh was the guest of honor of the supreme leader of Iran, the commander-in-chief, Ali Khamenei. And as you and I are talking now, Ali Khamenei and his National Security Council are meeting in order to decide on the next steps. I have no doubts in my mind that Iran will retaliate. The question is, what kind of retaliation, directly or indirectly? And the attack in Beirut also, Israel attacked Beirut and killed a top military commander who basically is a senior member of the military command decision-making in Hezbollah. Again, I have no doubts in my mind that Hezbollah will retaliate on a much greater scale than it has done before. Hezbollah has made it very clear repeatedly. If Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, is attacked, Tel Aviv will be attacked. So we're talking about a cycle of escalation that could easily basically spin out of control. And as you know, you and I, we have been warning about it for the nine months. I hope and I pray that war, a wider all-out war, does not really materialize. But I really am very anxious about the next few hours and next few days.
Yes, Fawaz, we have spoken about the provocation of Hezbollah and Iran right throughout this conflict. But we've also spoken about what appears to be the reluctance on the part of both Hezbollah and Iran to get involved in an all-out offensive against Israel. Do you think that's changed?
I don't think so. Even the Americans, it's not just you and I, the Americans have made it very clear that neither Iran nor Hezbollah wants all-out war. And I don't think they still want a wider war for a variety of reasons, because Israel could destroy Lebanon in the same way that it has destroyed Gaza. And also the Iranian regime is focusing on the economy. They have just inaugurated a new president. But again, what we're talking about now is that you have qualitative escalation. This was a major humiliation of Iran. Iran is not a banana republic. It's one of the major pivotal states in the Middle East. And Hezbollah is not Hamas. Hezbollah is 10 times more powerful than Hamas. It has skilled fighters. It has thousands of precision missiles. It has an ironclad political will. A war against Hezbollah, of course, Israel could really do a lot of damage to Lebanon. But a war against Hezbollah will take years. That Hezbollah will most likely bleed Israel in ways, and I'm not exaggerating, in ways that Israel has never experienced in its lifetime.
For Israel to carry out both these attacks in such a short space of time, they must clearly think they're able to handle the consequences.
Of course. I mean, after all, the Americans, and I believe President Biden, really wants to end the war in Gaza, particularly because the war in Gaza has really taken a major toll on President Biden's electoral chances, as we know. And he has been talking about it. And yet, Benjamin Netanyahu keeps saying total victory. And the Americans have impressed on the Israelis not to attack Beirut. They said, go retaliate, but avoid critical escalation. My take on it is that Israel really doesn't care. In fact, Netanyahu seems, and his extremist coalition members, they really believe a wider regional conflict basically fits with their own designs, political designs and regional ambitions. And what you have now is that basically they are dragging the United States into the region. American ships now are next to Beirut. They moved in the past 24 hours because the Americans said, we support Israel, I will support our ironclad. But at what cost? The Americans don't ask the question, who is the boss now? Who is the big dog? And why would you allow the tail to basically wag the dog? So in a way, it's spinning out of control, okay, because there are no adults in the room. The United States is not really acting as the big dog.
Fawaz Gurgis, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics, thank you for speaking to us.